The anger is palpable here in Carrigaline, where hundreds of protesters have gathered to voice their opposition to the plans. Representatives from Ambord Pleanála and Indiver Ireland are faced by a line of protesters as they enter the hotel for the oral hearing on the plans for the 240,000-tonne waste-to-energy plant. Speaking to Red FM News, these campaigners say it's the third time the project is being heard by the planning board and they're fed up with the process.
We're here to say no to the incinerator because we're terrified of the health implications for the townland, but the whole harbour area.
We have great tourist business at the moment with the cruise liners. We lose all that. They're not going to come into Cork Harbour and look at an eight-storey high monstrosity and say, oh, what's that?
They need to go back to the drawing board. It's a young demographic town area as well. So that means there is the younger generation are in Carrigaline.
And are at risk.
The potential for an accident similar to a recent explosion at the company's incinerator in Antwerp is among the concerns of the campaigners. However, speaking to Red FM News Managing Director of Indiver Ireland, John O'Hearn, says that incident was unfortunate and in the unlikely event it did happen in Ringaskiddy, it wouldn't have an impact on the Maritime College.
It wasn't caused by the incineration process itself. It could have happened anywhere else. It was a very unfortunate accident, but I don't envisage it happening in Cork. And even in the unlikely event that it did, it would certainly have no impact on the Maritime College.
The protest is expected to go on for some time this morning, with the campaigners saying they won't back down. Fiona O'Donovan, Red FM News, Carrigaline.